That widow kid next door is really a fool to set that big pie in the window to cool. I tell you, he's going to miss it, I tell you, by George. And you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Nord, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, gas and electric ranges and water heaters, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Nord presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hi.
You notice they all start out the same way.
Hey, Red, those are some terrific pictures of you and Georgia and Richard and Valentina in this week's copy of Look Magazine.
Yeah, the next two issues of Look Magazine are all about me. Of course, they did have to put Marilyn Monroe on the cover.
Well, what's wrong with you? Well,
I got a bone to pick with you.
Good. If there's any meat on it, there's nothing like good material.
You're right, and I think we should have left that joke in.
What joke?
Come on, I'm over so good at rehearsal.
Oh, you mean your joke?
Yeah, why did you delete it?
Well, I have to admit that I'm caught with my alibi down.
I know why.
Why?
You're afraid I'll get a laugh.
I wish you hadn't said that, Rod.
Why?
It's the truth.
You know, comedians on other shows let their announcers get laughs.
Yeah, and you know what happens? The networks are now looking for the commercials in their comedians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed what happens to radio? A band leader or a singer gets a laugh one week, and the next week they got their own show.
Well, Red, the world wants to laugh.
Yeah, it'd be all right if it just left off there, but now the sponsors are looking for a guy that can sing and tell jokes. And that'll fit into their advertising campaign, too.
Well, to be truthful, I can see where you comics have plenty to be afraid of.
Oh, yes, we do. But we're not going to be afraid long, boy. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be Red Skelton, who conducts his own orchestra, sings his own funny commercials.
Well, I don't think it'll work.
No? You don't, huh?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't care. From now on, our program is going to sound like this. From Hollywood, the Red Skelton program, starring Red Skelton, our comedian, me, the singing star, me. My announcer, me. My 38-piece orchestra will be played by me and conducted by me. Now you will hear from me. I will sing me. Now, how do you like that?
Well, don't ask me, Red. I used to work in a glue factory, and my nose can take a lot.
You proud of that, ain't you?
You know what I think?
What?
You comics only have one way out.
What's that?
You gotta start getting jokes with feelings. And new ones.
Oh, that's the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Gee. We can't use new jokes. Well, the radio, the jokes we've been using, the comedians, all of us have been using the same jokes for years. The audience are now just getting them. It's the comedian that's keeping the nation on its feet. Every time they hear an old joke, thousands of voices say, get up and shut that guy up. Yeah, if the audience is going to be so fickle and they want talent with their jokes, well, I guess I'll have to go back to the job that I came out here to California to do.
Oh, you can't do that, Red.
Why? The grape picking season over?
Dave Rose. Dave?
you imagine a woman lifting 13 tons? Well, she does every year if she does the family washing the usual way. And 13 tons is a conservative average. But there's a way to end that backbreaking work. It's the brand new Norge automatic washer. No waterlogged clothes to lift, no work at all. There are other automatic washers, good ones. But I honestly believe this new Norge is the simplest, finest washer ever designed. First of all, there's the timeline, a new type of control. It's not a hard-to-read dial, it's a simple straight line. Just press the timeline and Norge automatically fills with bubbling, aerated water, hot or warm, and just the right amount for any load. Then it washes, rinses, spin dries, cleans itself out, and shuts itself off, all automatically. But if you want to change the cycle, that's easy, because every step is right in sight. How about washability? Norge wave agitation gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than any other washer on the market. What about rinsing? Norge gives clothes five warm rinses, the overflow type that floats out dirt. Yet it uses less water than average. And this is the payoff. The new Norge automatic costs less than any comparable washer you can buy. Go take a look at it. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. From Skelton's Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Fear. Chapter one is captioned, "The Best Way Out is Out." Starring Willie Lumplum.
Service! Hey, waiter, hot bottle of service!
Yes, sir. What do you want?
Quit butting in.
Look, I'm here to wait on you. Now, what do you want to order?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? You got any stewed chicken?
Yes, sir.
Well, bring me what the chicken has.
Look,
I'll ask you again. You got any stewed chicken?
Yes.
Give him a little black coffee. That'll sober him up.
Look, don't you think you better go home?
No, I don't think so. I'm all right.
Well, then get up off your knees.
Am I on my knees?
Yes, you are.
Well, I thought it was funny I could touch the floor without bending over.
Look, does your wife know where you're at?
Yeah, she chased me in here.
Why don't you go home?
Home?
Don't you know what home is?
Yes. Home is any place I hang my wife.
Hey, have you always been in this condition?
No, I was single once.
Does your wife nag at you?
Nag? Noon, morning, and night. All she does is nag. She even looks like one. And she's getting meaner every day. She's always yelling at me. She yells, "Where have you been? Who was she? Where are you going?" And she beats me, too. If this fighting keeps up, I'm liable to wake up some morning and find myself dead.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
I didn't care for it myself. Yes, pretty bad. That's why I've got this gun. I'm going to beat her to it. As soon as I am going to end it all.
Well, why bother to eat?
Well, it's too much to go through on an empty stomach, don't it? I was going to hang myself, but the rope was kind of dirty, and I didn't want to get my neck all stuck. She'll cry when I'm gone, boy. She'll be sorry. I got the old gun ready, though.
Look, you better put that gun away someplace. Look. Why don't you just get down to the river and hop in?
Not me, boy. I'm not jumping in that icy river. Boy, it takes my death of cold.
Look, I'll go get you some food to eat, and then you'll feel better. I'll be right back.
Okay. If I keep this up, something is bound to come my way. What's that I smell?
Oh, that's the hash at the next table.
Oh, hash? Well, we'll die anyhow. I'll bring me an order of that.
Good. Now you won't need that gun.
Okay. I think I'll count three and let myself have it right here in the restroom. Real dramatic, like. One. Oh, goodbye, world. Two. I could kind of hate to see myself go. Two and a half.
There he is, officer. There he is.
Get away.
Willie!
Well, if it ain't old Flappy, how are you?
Well, now what's the trouble?
Well, there wasn't any until you showed up.
Put that gun down, conehead.
Oh, wait a minute, boy. Wait a minute now. Are you looking for trouble?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are, huh? You really looking for trouble, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's the way it struck me.
Can't you do a thing like this? Just think of your future.
Well...
Come on, I'm taking you home.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Look at this nightstick.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right, come on now. Get into this police car.
Okay.
Willie, why do you get yourself in this condition?
I can't help it. My wife scares me to death.
Oh? What's the trouble? What does she do?
Well, everything. Mostly nags.
Nags?
Yeah.
My wife plays the horses, too, but it doesn't scare me. You know, your wife
can't... It's been a good joke if Santa Anita was over.
You know, your wife can't be bad-looking. Why, there must be uglier women than she is.
Look, you leave the yabangies out of this. She's always comparing me to other men.
Yeah. I can understand that. My wife's the same way. Yeah. She's always talking about her late husband.
Oh, well, you're lucky. My wife's always talking about her next husband. he's going to be handsome. He's going to stay home. He's going to gamble. Hey, where's your wife's first husband buried? He sounds like the guy she's looking for.
Tell me, when did you get married?
I got married in June, and in July the fireworks started.
Well, Willie, don't worry about it. It isn't worth it. Now, what would you gain by taking a gun and doing what you're going to do?
Yeah, nothing at all.
No.
That's a coward's way out. And, brother, you're looking at a coward. A brave coward. I'm glad you took the gun away from me.
Well, good. Now, tell me, where do you live?
Right here.
Yeah?
There it is. We're outside of the inner sanctum.
How old is your wife, Willie?
She says she's 23.
Oh? Is she?
Hell, the only time she'll ever see 23 again is going to be on a speedometer. There's my wife now.
Yeah.
There's her face burning in the window.
Look, Willie, I better go on in with you.
No, I won't do it. I can't face it.
Oh, go on. Walk in there like a man.
Yeah, be carried out like a corpse.
Now, it isn't that bad.
It's not. It's worse. Give me the gun.
No, look. I'll go in with you.
Well?
You know, sometimes a friend can help in a situation like this.
Really?
Sure. Now, you stop worrying about what she's going to do to you. Come on, now. Get out of this car.
Okay. It's a mighty neighborhood.
Oh, that's
mighty,
right.
Mighty friendly.
All right.
How good friend you are.
Thanks.
I've had a lot of friends in my day, but I have never had a friend like you. You are really a friendly friend. Take hands,
thanks,
friend.
Yes, sir.
You are really a friend.
That's okay.
Give me my gun.
Careful going up the steps.
I can make
Here. Pick some of these flowers and then take them into her.
That's a good idea. Sure. I'll take this. It'll fit her personality.
No. That's a century plan.
You don't think I'm going to give her some forget-me-nots, do you? There we are. Come on in.
Yoo-hoo! Wifey dear, Sterno's home.
Hey, there you are. Same as usual, only this time the police had to bring you home. Well, Mr. Lump-Lump, what blonde were you out with this time?
Here, I brought you some flowers.
Flowers? You dare bring me flowers that you probably picked for some other woman.
Oh, shut up!
Well, where's your girlfriend? Has she been arrested, too?
Now, don't start that silly stuff.
Don't try to alibi. I'm nobody's fool.
You...
What's that, dear?
I'm nobody's fool.
Well, be patient. Somebody might adopt you.
Oh, why did I ever marry you?
To pay off an election bet.
Now look, Hollowhead. One more crack out of you, and I'll mop up the floor.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd like to see you do it.
Oh, why, you little...
You didn't do a very good job. There's a spot under the sink you missed.
Oh, I'm sorry I interfered. Look, step outside, will you?
Now, you see what I mean,
yeah,
officer?
Yeah. Willie, here's your gun back. But do me a favor, will you? Go down to the river and do it. I don't want you to give my district a bad name.
You're a good friend.
And now the Smith twins will sing Bella Bimba.
Ma call me Daddy Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba. Ma call me Daddy Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bally Bing. Birds always sing, bells always ring, whether it's summer or winter or spring. Be like a bird, just add a word and sing this happy song. Ma call me Daddy Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba. Ma call me Daddy Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bally Bing. Don't ever cry, I'll tell you why. You can see the sky with a tear in your eye. Be like the sun, smile just for fun, and sing this happy song. Look everywhere, yes. Love's in the air. Yes. Dance through your life with a devil, make yaddy. Look in your heart, then you will start to sing this happy song. Ma call me Bella Bella Bimba,
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 Bimba.
Ma call me Bella Bella Bimba,
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 Bimba.
Ma Bella 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 Bimba.
Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Home Economics Department at NORG, has a quick wash day tip for the lady of the house.
I get so many questions about washing blankets. One is how to keep them soft. Try adding about a tablespoonful of glycerin to the rinse water. You can do that very easily with the new NORG automatic washer, because with the unique timeline control, you see at a glance when the rinsing begins.
And isn't it easier to add the glycerin, since the new NORG automatic opens from the top?
Yes, the top opening is convenient in many ways. It allows you to add clothes any time during the washing cycle, too. In many automatics, you can't do that.
Well, I guess that's just more proof that everything NORG makes right. If you want to see the whole story with pictures of this wonderful new NORG automatic washer, see the October 15th issue of Life magazine. See why NORG gets clothes cleaner than other washers. How NORG rinses clothes 5 times without wasting water and spin dries them without bunching or tangling. Then go to any NORG dealer and ask for a free demonstration. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see NORG. Our second chapter on fear is captioned Mice versus People, starring that mean little kid, Junior.
Junior, where are you?
Over here, kiddo.
Are you hungry?
Well, now that you mention it, yes, I is.
That's strange. Junior, I want you to look at this cake I baked this morning.
Yeah. Boy, if you wasn't around, I could sure make that cake look sick and vice versa.
Now, this cake has a big dent on one side.
Oh?
And I was wondering if you could explain it.
The dent?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe somebody put it there when they were racking their car in.
Now, look over here.
Okay.
Someone has pinched a big hunk out of it.
Now, who would do a thing like that?
I would wonder.
Yes.
Junior, have you touched this cake?
No, Mummy, I haven't.
Oh, then I believe you.
I'm going to have to use that tone of voice more often. Oh, boy, it saves a lot of hand motion.
Hey, oh, look, Mamie, a mouse!
Good heavens, where?
Over there! Over there! No, he's over here! No, here!
Oh, where is he now?
Wait till I'm crossing my eyes, will you?
Glad to get him, Junior.
Well, get down off the icebox and help me.
Junior, what are you doing?
I'm going to throw this at the mouse.
Junior, you put that bowl down.
Oh, he put it down a little too fast, didn't he? Oh.
Look, is that on horse you?
Boy, that's the fattest mouse I ever heard.
Boy, I'll ride him to school. You'll have to buy me an encyclopedia.
Hey, look, there he is. There's that mouse. He's sticking his nasty little head out of that hole again. Look, he's smiling at me. Do mouses brush their teeth?
Of course not.
Do they take a bath?
No.
Move over, kid. You got a partner.
Stop acting silly and do something.
Well, you leave it to me. I'll get him. I'll go, We live in an awful big house. There. Now, I'll teach him to muscle in on my sweet tooth territory. Okay, Mouse. Come out of there with your paw, Jeff.
Junior, put your father's shotgun down.
Come out of there, Humphrey. Hey, he's squeaking. Maybe he needs oil. Look, there he goes again.
I blew down the whole block. Boy, a nice spot for an open fireplace, isn't it?
Don't you ever do a thing like that again.
Look, help me get out of this bread box, will you? Boy, that thing's got more kick to it than a mule that's backed into a hornet's nest.
Look, there he is again.
Boy, he sure do like trouble, don't he? That mouse is after me own heart.
Just let the mouse alone. He'll go away.
No, I'm sorry, kiddo. I can't take the chance. I heard of a man that slept once with his mouth open, and he swallowed a mouse.
Junior, how awful.
Yeah, he did. He swallowed a mouse, and then he put a big cat on his stomach, see? And he put a piece of cheese on his chest, see?
What happened?
Well, the mouse came up to eat the cheese, and the cat gave a leap for the mouse.
Yes?
He swallowed wet cat cheese and all.
Get your ideas.
I don't know, but they certainly are pips, ain't they? Somebody's at the door. Maybe he's called for some reserves.
Now, don't run, Junior. Look where you're going.
Okay. Look!
What happened?
You know that vase with Whistler's mother on it?
Yes.
Well, the chair just went over backward and the old gal's flat on her back. Oh, it's me, Pop. Come in. Hurry. There's a moose in the hoot, and we gotta get him out.
Don't get so excited about it. Where is he?
See, the moose is in the hoot.
Where's your mother?
She's up there.
Hello, dear.
Richard, I'm warning you. You better catch that monster.
I will, dear. I will.
Yeah, boy, I can't figure adults out. Mummy's afraid of that widow mouse, and Pop ain't, yet Pop's afraid of Mummy.
Quiet, Junior. Now, I should have something to throw at him. Junior, do you know where the hairbrush is?
I think he's talking on the phone. You missed a page, boy. Those earphones they got on, I'll give you 2-1. They're listening to Bob Hope.
Shall we?
Now, you want to figure it out? The mummy, you defeated the mouse. Now, you stay quiet, Junior.
Quiet, Junior. Now, I should have something to throw at him. Yeah. Junior, do you know where the hairbrush is?
No, but I know where it's been.
Hand me that broom.
Okay. Get up there.
Don't ride it over. Just give it to me.
Well, don't get nasty. I can't help it if I got to hop along Cassidy and Fiori complex.
Look, now, something for bait to entice him up. Junior, get in the icebox and get out some cheese.
Okay, I'll get in the icebox and get some cheese. There we are.
Mm. Oh, for goodness sake! What are you doing in there?
Well, you said to get in the icebox and get some cheese.
Get out of there! Where's the cheese?
I couldn't find it. The light went out when the door closed.
Never mind. I'll get it.
Well, get me out of here. Will you get me out of here? I'm cold. My head's cubed up on me.
Get off. Now, quiet, Julia. One, two, three, four.
Shh. He smells the cheese. He's sniffing. Look at him sniff. You see him? He's a little sniffer. There he is. Get him.
You got him.
Yes,
I did.
I'm going to faint.
Well, it's a little late for that, ain't it?
Here, dear. I'll help you up to your room.
Oh, what an experience.
That poor little mouse. Him and me, we had so much in common. He got his with a broom and I get mine with a hairbrush. The only difference, I'm bigger wax than he was. I feel so bad, I never want to see another piece of cake. So I'm going to eat this all up. Then I won't have to go around and find another mouse to take the rap for me.
Oh, here, look. Hey, Pop, come here, the mouse.
Now, don't cry, Junior.
Don't cry.
A dead mouse won't hurt you.
I ain't worried about the dead one, but you shouldn't have killed him.
Why, Junior?
Four more just came to his funeral.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And this is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.
This is CBS Radio Network.